It is at the breweries, yes. The boys are here. Well, John is here. John Carruthers from Revolution Brewing. You can follow John on Twitter all the time at UT Chicago. Jesse from Jesse Valenciano will be here. He is somewhere subterranean with his Uber driver, who is giving him nothing but trouble. But John has brought his brother Sam to come in. Sam fits in well because he does have the hipster brewer beard. So why? What's beeping, Cody? Something with the National Weather Service. Well, you'll have to check that out. That's oh, it's a special marine warning for Northerly Island to Calumet Harbor. Wilmette Harbor to Northerly Island. Roger, are you following this?
I'm reading right along with you, big guy.
Winthrop Harbor to Wilmette Harbor.
Starting at 6:05, right, ending at 7:35.
Right.
So we've got a storm front coming through. As we said in the weather forecast, we could get some thunderstorms between now and 8 o'clock. So this is one front that is starting to come through. We'll keep you up to date on it.
So if you're on a boat, get to shore. That's all I'm saying.
I had no idea Jesse had connections at the National Weather Service.
Sure, he interrupts
the
before
timing
we get bad
of that.
Often. Yeah, that was
him.
Perfect. Yeah, he's on his way.
Oh,
but
yeah. He said he had to wash the cigarette butts out of his hair, and they finally kicked him out of Carol's, and
oh,
he's on
right?
his way.
He's on his way. So he got this is the problem when you take, Ubers and Lyfts, and you're trying to go to a lower Wacker or lower Michigan or anything down there. It's very confusing. Because lower Wacker, there's like 18 levels of it, and maybe you find the place, maybe you don't. If you don't know exactly where you're going, you're in trouble.
Yeah, and if you try to give them the directions, be like, "Oh, I've done this many times, yeah. Young man, and this you're going to want to as be like you're starting off your ride as that guy."
Yeah.
Like, no, there's nothing you can do but get lost and just like stew about
just
it,
wander around.
If you want a quick update here, we've got a very strong thunderstorm over York Center, moving east about 40 miles an hour, half inch hail, winds in excess of 40 miles an hour possible with this storm. Locations that'll be impacted: Cicero, Berwyn, Oak Park, Downers Grove, Elmhurst, Lombard.
I gotta go.
You got to go?
Yeah, you just listed what my...
You better go.
I got to get home, batten
down the hatches.
Yeah, I got to tie down the grill. Hide in the basement.
Dude, Brian, you got like 4 hours of WrestleMania you can stay here and watch.
Oh, that's true. I don't have to go home.
No one needs to go home. We got wrestling.
The dogs and the wife can fend for themselves.
There you go.
Hide on the dogs.
So we got a... everything's fine? It's coming.
It's coming. It's being reported right now over York Center, so it's moving east at 40 miles an hour.
York Center moving east. All right, friends, just be careful. And again, there's a maritime warning, so get off the water. That's pretty much it. I started to introduce your brother, Sam. He's here from Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome, Sam. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Good to see you, too.
Welcome to, now I'm sure your brother has bragged that he's a big shot here, which he is. He comes in every once a month. They come in. They do this feature. Well-received. The people love it. They're always clamoring
people
for
People clamor
more.
For it.
They
I,
do. They clamor for beer information. They learn. It's amazing, and I know my brothers would never give me props either, so I understand, John, what you're going through. But trust me when I say this, Sam, people enjoy the knowledge that your brother imparts on them.
Good for him.
Usually it's when
someone's got to enjoy it.
It's all these, I mean, I can't go to a beer festival without, middle-aged white guy just throwing me hotel keys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's something.
Well, and this is the season. Beer Fest season is starting.
It
the
is.
Outdoor beer.
It's going to be quite a season.
Wow, that's why you got the jean shorts ready to go. Really, the cutoff jean shorts.
Oh, no.
And,
Daisy Duke it.
I wear jeans everywhere because they can be jean shorts in a matter of seconds.
Exactly. Perfect. What do you do, Sam? Are you involved in beer in some way?
I'm not involved in beer. I just, write some advertising copy in Madison.
Okay.
Some of it's beer adjacent.
Some of it's beer, yeah.
He also has power of attorney over Jesse, which gives him very good insight in this.
Very
case.
Nice.
I told Jesse's driver, just go that way and
go
don't
toward
stop.
The maritime
when
warning.
When you hit the maritime warning, turn around. If it gets windy, you're in trouble. Or go to York Center. I don't know where York Center is. I don't
center of the state.
I'm guessing it's somewhere west because Roger said the storm
in the
is
middle
heading
of
east.
York.
Yes. Yeah. But not the York over in Britain.
No.
Somewhere here. All right, so if you're not familiar with the segment, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, the boys come in, they talk about different styles of beer, and then obviously answer your questions. If you have any beer-related questions, 312-981-7200, you can call, you can text, and John and Jesse and Sam and myself will try to figure out an answer for you. Anything, any big beer news before we get going from Revolution? Last time you were here, you introduced the All-Day IPA.
Everyday Hero.
Which was really, really good.
I know, you're not an IPA guy.
I'm really
excited to hear you. I don't know how much of this stuff you're taking politely and then tossing at pigeons.
No, I try it all. And like you said, I'm not known for being an IPA guy. Mm-hmm. The hops bother me. And the people feeling that they have to put so many hops in a beer that it's almost thick, like oatmeal. I don't like that. And yet, this one, the Everyday Hero, one, it's only 4.5 or 4.6%
4.3. Very basically a Miller Lite, right. But, you know, on that some, IPA game.
Yeah, with some flavor to it and some body. And so it's you can drink a few of them and just enjoy them. So congrats. That was really good stuff.
Thank you.
And I know, and this is not, you don't know I was going to say this. You didn't ask me to say this. I know it's coming out now in the 15-pack, so people are very excited.
Sure is. Checks in the mail, Brian.
People are very excited about that. Ding,
but yeah,
ding, ding.
Freedom of Speech just came back. That's our Peach Sour. This is the beer that if you think you don't like beer, you think you only like wine, like this is the thing to do.
Okay.
Lightly tart. Lightly peachy, not too much of either. It is like, my dad was killing these beers yesterday.
Really?
My stout drinking dad kept sneaking away from the cooler with these peach beers, and I think he was a little embarrassed. He's like, with the peach? I'm like, Dad, this is a new day. This is a new dawn of
you
craft
can be
beer.
A man
you
drink, and drink as, a peach beer.
Exactly.
It's
drink
not,
as much peach beer as you want, Dad.
My wife loved that one, too.
Oh, it's a great beer.
And I'm going to make Cody jealous because I know he loves this beer. The other night we were out for dinner. And at Mighty Nice Grill, and one of the beers on tap was Eugene.
Oh, Eugene on tap.
And I had some Eugene on tap, Cody, and it was the bomb.
Oh, man, you find a place that puts Eugene on tap, you go there, and you cherish them.
Yeah, and it was happy hour. So it was like win-win, just an embarrassment of riches that day. So Freedom of Peach is back.
Freedom of Speech. Speech. It's a good radio joke because it's entirely based on how it's spelled.
So that's back. That's big revolution.
That's back. We got Cryo Hero on, which uses these crazy like low temperature treated hops to pull out all like the fruity, floral, delicious flavors of the hops and leave behind some of the grungy stuff that you can get at higher hop concentrations.
Okay.
Cryo Hero. It's a very cool, very science forward beer. I brought some for you.
Oh, cool.
And then we can figure out next month if you were just being polite or if you really like it. But that's out now, only for a really limited time. If you see it, snag it. It's worth a try. And I am paid to say this, but like this one I actually did take home from work.
And you know there's plenty of stuff that comes in here that I'm like, I'm not crazy about this.
Yeah, so like Sam.
Yeah, well, he's sitting right there. Yeah, he's right there.
Oh, I was just playing Spanish Flea in his headphones. I didn't think he could.
I don't know. He's reacting like he can read lips.
I have it in this one, but I can hear you guys in this one.
See? Bad move. You should have talked to Cody. He would have sabotaged the whole deal. Madison's a nice town.
It's a beautiful town. Yeah.
It's very a lot of hippies up there.
Yeah, there's some,
they have a bar in the university up there.
I know. I spent a lot of time in Madison. I
shouldn't have gone to school in the Bible Belt. I had it all wrong.
Yeah, you go up there, go to Big Ten, Madison. There, you know, people getting high on the Capitol steps. It's just insane.
Oh yeah,
on the Isthmus.
It's the Isthmus.
The
Isthmus.
It's all about the Isthmus.
It's all about the Isthmus.
I'm down with the Isthmus.
Yeah, last Isthmus, you gave me your heart.
Wow. All right, we don't want everybody to think while this thing falls apart if Jesse's not here. We're going to have to up your game, John.
It's prime content.
It is prime content. All right, so what are we going to start with this time? Because let's give an overview. What styles are we going to talk about today?
All right, we are going to do Hefeweizen, and that's the German wheat beer with the big rocky head. Everyone's classic. We're going to do a German OG, and then we're going to do one from a local brewer.
Okay.
Unfortunately, those are with Jesse, wherever in the
well,
heck
you
he
have
is.
Something to start with. Well, Cody, we need cups. Do we have cups? Or did John bring cups?
We will have cups.
Jesse was bringing the cups.
Oh, Jesse has the cups. Go grab some cups, please, Cody.
I'm sorry, I'm stepping on your banter.
You were going to bring the cups. I think you're passing this on to Jesse.
I mean,
because he's not here.
He can't speak for himself. That's why we're plugging Rev. That's why we're talking mess about him. But after the Hefeweizen, and we've got Cream Ale, which is a beer that is not what it sounds like. It's not sweet. It's like an ale that is kind of brewed to be like a lager.
My first Cream Ales were Genesee Cream Ale.
So Jenny Cream is a great one. We've got a local one from Empirical up in Ravenswood.
Ooh, nice.
And then I believe we have one of the OGs from Cincinnati, Jesse. And then I have both of these. This is the fun one.
All right,
I mean, they're all fun, but this one's like really cool. You know how I get about Belgian stuff?
Yes, you love the Doubles
and
the
we have got a Ode Goose Lambic Ale, Cuvée Rene from Lindemans in Belgium. And then we have local from Dovetail, their Lambic Style Ale. Ah, Jesse's here.
Well, look what the cat dragged in. Oh, he's got cups.
Did you hear about the maritime warning?
It's a big maritime warning. I hope you're all right. Is everything okay? We'll put you on that mic there.
Let's open some Hefeweizen, man.
Let's do it.
but then, so we have Lambic and then a Lambic Style Ale from Dovetail up Up on Malt Row.
Okay. So we're going to start with a Hefeweizen. Now, people will say, oh, I've had Blue Moon. Blue Moon is like the mass-produced, widely accepted Hefeweizen.
It's not a Hefeweizen, so that's a wit beer. Remember we did Belgian Wits?
We did
Blue Moon is a version of a Belgian Wit. Those are going to have those like kind of coriander flavors.
Yes.
They're going to be a little grainier. This German Hefeweizen has like the banana, kind of clove, thick, sunny. Like, it's just a really nice...
And are these ones that you have to put fruit in?
You do not have to, nor,
I feel,
in my opinion, should you put
it
in anything.
Anytime I have to put fruit in my beer, I'm down with it. Welcome, Jesse. How are you? How's Goose? You weren't out at the ballpark in the new Goose Island, were you?
I was there on Friday.
Yes.
Which was really awesome. I was there actually really early in the morning doing a TV interview.
I saw, I didn't see you. I saw your, another one of the big PR guy from Goose. Not that you're not the big PR guy.
Our president.
Yes, he was there with Brooks Boyer.
Yeah,
pulling the ribbon. Yeah,
him and I are pretty much on the same level, almost.
Of course, sure.
Yeah,
that's what I meant.
I'm unofficial president.
That looks so cool. I can't wait to go and sit out there. It looks like a lot of fun.
I'll get some tickets. It's really awesome.
All the best breweries have a presence at U.S. at the GERF.
Oh, like
the guaranteed rate,
Modelo and stuff like that.
I'm gonna hit you.
Wow!
You guys have a presence. It's cute. We actually have an island, John.
Yeah, they do have an island.
Do you guys have some kind of revolution, something? Oh, a bar. Right,
well, maybe they'll start a revolution and try to overthrow the island.
They can't.
They can't even
get past the island.
I mean, pretty rainy today.
Our moat.
The tap room's enclosed. I'd hate to get caught on an island.
I don't know. People don't care if they're drinking enough. It was fine. All right, enough of I love that. Haven't been here in a couple weeks, and now the antagonism comes back.
It's pure love.
Is it?
I heard you guys talking about me. John was blaming me for everything.
He was doing that.
Oh, so you were listening.
He was blaming you for the cups. Well, you did bring the cups.
I did.
All right, so Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen.
A little background.
Yes, a German beer. So this is a classic German style, and... When the Rhein-Heitz-Gebot came around, that's when the official German beer purity law, you couldn't brew with wheat anymore. And that protected the monopoly of one noble family, and they were the only ones allowed to brew Hefeweizen forever.
Really?
Now you make it wherever, but it's great. The yeast in this throws off a lot of those bubblegum, kind of banana-y, sometimes clovey notes.
So which one is the baseline? Which one is our...
Your baseline is the slightly darker one. That's Hacker Shore. This is I mean, this is just...
It's everywhere.
I got this as a nod to John Scholl, who better be listening, because when we were younger, he would always ask for a Hacker Shore. That's what he was always drinking.
Really?
This big, fancy Weiss glass.
It's our friend from the Cicerone.
Yes, John's been here.
So it's like he's here with us, in beer spirit.
In spirit.
Yeah.
So it's the flavors, it's the wheat, and all of that is what's makes the Hefeweizen a Hefeweizen.
Yeah, it's a lot more banana-y, bubblegummy than a wit beer. Wit beer is more like clove, coriander kind of.
But when you say bubblegummy, people are going to think really sweet, and it is not.
It is not.
It is not sweet at all.
Nice and estery, and then it's really creamy. That's the mouthfeel of it. So, you know, it's similar to American wheats, where you've had 312, obviously.
Yeah.
So, like, that mouthfeel, like, nice and thick, almost coating the tongue.
Are you not letting Sam drink, John?
Is he not allowed to drink anymore?
I'm drinking.
I was going to say, Sam was kind of sitting over there all squatted down like he was left out.
He prefers Steel Reserve in a 7-Eleven parking lot, if we're being honest.
Out of a paper bag.
I have my days.
Who doesn't? All right, so we've got the Hacker Shore, which is our baseline. That's the Hefeweizen by which all other Hefeweizens are judged. And what have you brought to judge it against?
Pollyanna Humpenscrump.
Humpenscrump?
Humpenscrump.
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 Like camel.
So I was actually going to bring...
Sure, like a camel.
And scrump.
And scrump.
And scrump, like, you know, somebody you meet at the end of a night. Anyway, go ahead.
I was... Chicago, right, kitty corner to the Goose Island Brewery, we have Great Central Brewing. They make amazing beer, and they have a really awesome Hefeweizen. So good that they sold out.
Really?
I shot him a text. I'm like, hey, I want to bring your Hefeweizen on the air. And they're like, we're actually sold out of the package. I said, that's fine. I'll get a growler.
Yeah.
They called the brewery, and they were actually out of all draft.
Wow.
So wanted to give them a tip of the hat for that. But
that's a weird way of telling you you're not welcome there, huh?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, sorry, Jess.
Don't come here.
Yeah, we don't have any
We have
you.
No beer.
Nothing for you. Pollyanna, I've heard... I don't remember if we've had something from them on before, but I know the name. It's making a big name for itself around town, right?
They make solid. Everything I've ever had from Pollyanna has been really good. So they've been around for a little bit longer too. They're I want to say what, like 3-4 years.
And is there's the darker one or the lighter one?
There's
of the two we have left.
That one,
it's the lighter one.
Yeah.
Okay. Hump and Scrump.
Hump and Scrump.
Sounds like what Cody used to do every night before he came in to do the overnight show.
He don't see nothing wrong with a little hump and scrump.
It's the scrumping that's so bad to do at work, though.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No, HR frowns on the scrumping. All right.
But you can be vice president, and never mind.
Stop. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back. We'll finish up Hefeweizen, and we'll move into another style. Jesse Valenciano from Goose Island is here. Follow him on Twitter at JessManBQ. John Carruthers from Revolution Brewing is here. You can follow him on Twitter at UT Chicago. Goose Island Brewing, RevolutionBrewing.com. You know the websites. You know the beer. And if you have any questions, 312-981-7200. More of At the Breweries after this. WGN. At the Breweries is in progress. John Carruthers from Revolution Brewing is here. Jesse Valenciana from Goose Island is here, as they are every month. And we cover three different styles of beer. The guys give you the baseline and then a couple local options. And Roger, we see the thunderstorms have moved in. We are now we are going to evacuate, so you'll be on your own, because we get a little nervous when we're this high up in the clouds and it's like God is spitting at us. So
you know, I love this weather.
I know. Sure, because then you get to jump in with all your big reports.
Yeah, I do. Of course.
We don't have any.
Let's get you an update
except
here.
Except for the marine warning. There's no other warnings.
It's moved across now, further east. Significant weather advisory in northeastern Kankakee, southern Lake counties until 7 o'clock tonight. Doppler radar tracking a strong thunderstorm over Grant Park or near Moments, moving east at 35 miles an hour. Dime size hail and winds in excess of 40 miles an hour will be possible within this storm. So that's what we're looking at, in addition to the earlier one that we told you about.
All right. Well, we will keep that in. It's funny because a minute ago it was really dark and everything was coming down. Now it's still coming down, but the sky is lightening here in downtown Chicago. So,
well, again, it's, you know, we've got the first one is moving at 40 miles an hour. This was 35 miles an hour. So
fast moving storm.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Well, let's get back to beer, because we were talking about Hefeweizen. We had Hocker Shore was our baseline beer. Then we had Pollyanna Hump and Scrump.
Hump and Scrump.
You're amazed I remembered that. What was our third Hefeweizen?
We didn't have a third.
We didn't?
No.
Well, I had three glasses, so I must have gotten a second helping of one of them.
We only get an hour for this.
I don't know.
And there's a marine warning.
There is a marine warning, and Roger is in his element. He was off last week. Now he's back, and he wants to give weather updates. Okay, so before we go to the news, which we have to do in just a couple, do we have a break before the news, Cody? Yes? All right, so we only got a couple minutes. Let's introduce Cream Ale, and then we will sample them on the other side. So I hear, and I'm sure laymen like me hear Cream Ale, and we're thinking, ooh, this is going to be very, very smooth, very luxurious, maybe not very effervescent, just a nice smooth beer. Is that an accurate representation of what Cream Ale is?
It is pretty creamy. It's not too effervescent. Cream ales are technically ales, but they ferment at a colder temperature.
Yeah, this is from when all the people who were brewing ale started panicking when lager came around and just took over the world. They're like, no, we could do it too. So this is like lagers. This is like ale's version of lager.
Okay.
So a lot of the American cream ales you'll see will be from like old German brewers who moved to America back when and then started making a cream ale because that's what they knew how to do.
Okay.
Pre-Prohibition, that was the most popular style in the United States.
Is that right?
Especially in Chicago, there was a lot of breweries that were doing solely cream ales.
And I mentioned to John earlier, a Genesee Cream Ale was my introduction into cream ales back. And I had never heard of it, but a friend of mine lived in Columbus. And so when we went back to Columbus, that's where we first had it.
Yeah.
And so, it was like, oh, man.
Jesse, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Spotted Cow is a cream ale.
Technically.
Know, real close
they
to home.
Call
I know,
they call it a farmhouse.
I was going to say, yeah, they call it a farmhouse,
but it's nothing.
Yeah.
Because it's, and you guys have brought in farmhouse ales, or is it
Saisons?
Saisons. Yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I love New Glarus stuff. Mm-hmm. I love Spotted Cow. But I'm like, this isn't like the Saison that the guys brought in before. So
no,
I think it's
basically a cream ale.
It's a cream ale. We actually, I wanted to bring Genesee because that I love Genesee.
Yeah.
They were sold out at Penny's.
I have a feeling you're just you know, going into your basement or whatever you were out of. You're going, listen, I called the other brewery, and they were out of everything.
Hey, John, let's just do...
here's a here can of Coke.
Look, I brought mouthwash and then Kraft mouthwash.
Colt 45.
Oh, malt liquor? We'll pour one out for the brothers who can't be here.
We have to do that.
Founders make some malt liquor.
It's there.
It's malt
it's
liquor.
It's on the shelves.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back after the news, we will talk about cream ales. We'll taste and tell you about the two that we have. And then we have John's been very excited about lambics. So we will talk about lambics as well. But you are always welcome with a question, 312-981-7200. They'll answer your questions. We'll talk all about beer. So there you go. Oh, from the 773, thanks for the Allagash Belgian White recommendation from last time you were here. It was excellent. I like Shock Top, but Allagash is a tasty upgrade. So, see, you guys are helping people.
Yes.
That's favorite human.
Yes. I hope my mom's listening.
You are helping people. You are educating. Right, let's do this. Then it's news time, WGN. John Carruthers from Revolution Brewing is here. Jesse Valenciana from Goose Island is here. And John's brother Sam is here from Madison, ooh, Wisconsin. Came all the way down. Very exciting. Left the Isthmus to come down and bask in his brother's glory here on WGN. And Sam, since you were here and your brother was making fun of you, somebody actually from the 847 sent a question in for you.
Yeah.
Question for John's brother Sam. What's the best malt liquor, and do you have to drink it in a 7-Eleven parking lot?
I would say, honestly, Colt 45 is probably my favorite malt liquor. It's got like this kind of ricey texture to it that I really enjoy. It's unique to it.
And Billy D. Williams likes it.
Exactly. And honestly, you don't have to drink it in a 7-Eleven parking lot. You go to...
Does it enhance it, though, you don't have to drink it there, but would you prefer to drink it there?
I would... You could go to like any convenience store parking lot, really.
Yeah. Not an airport parking lot. They monitor those.
How about the stoop of a bodega?
Of course, yeah. No.
So Corona has Find Your Beach, Colt 45 is Find Your
Parking Lot.
Parking lot. Or alley.
Trademark us.
Yeah, really.
You can pay us. That's cool.
Sure, they can. Anybody wants to jump on board.
We get fired by Goose and Revolution, but Colt 45 is right there waiting for us.
Wow. I don't know.
I want to be the new Billy D. Williams.
Who doesn't want to be the new Billy D. Williams?
Not sure. Remember those commercials? Me and a couple of friends, and there's like 50 people there.
Yeah, just Billy D. with Colt 45.
I don't know 50 people.
When I say me and a couple of friends,
including everyone in this room and Cody, I think I know like 16.
Okay.
You know my dog.
Gus, all right, 16 and a half.
There you go.
Yeah, but can we have dog? What are we, Spuds McKenzie now?
Well, if we're trying to count up our friend count, we need to.
Okay, sure. Colt 45 was a gentleman's drink when it came out in the 60s. According to the 815, I don't know what gentleman.
Who said it isn't?
I was about to say, you could be a gentleman.
Yeah, we're
look at this guy.
We drink it in smoking jackets.
Yeah.
And velvet slippers. That's how we dress when we drink Colt 45.
That reminds me to take my smoking jacket to the dry cleaner.
Of course. All right, let's get back to this. First, I know you were very excited.
Yes.
We'll have to throw in a little wrestling talk because it is WrestleMania. Cody is very excited. We're lucky he came to work today. So he only came because of you guys, because normally he flakes on WrestleMania Sunday and doesn't come into work.
Well, because the camera's pointed right at him, that's what you promised him. You're like, look, if you show up for the show.
Oh, no, they've changed the angle. Now you guys can be seen, because John's wife was texting that she couldn't see him on camera.
And she said, this is great. This is the best the show's ever been. Wow. Please keep the same camera position.
She loves him.
Now you can be seen. So, a little wrestling. We'll get some wrestling updates, because Cody has been monitoring WrestleMania in its 14-hour broadcast schedule for... the entire time.
We don't have time for this on the air, but let me tell you about the time I met the Ultimate Warrior after he became a crazy pundit.
Ooh, love to hear it. And then I'll tell you how I entertained Brutus the Barber Beefcake, Greg the Hammer Valentine, and the Sensational Sherry at 4 in the morning at a bar in Stone Park.
How have we not been doing this show our entire lives?
I don't know. We have a lot of weird stories to tell.
My weirdest is watching Hulk Hogan on TV and flipping off my couch, pretending to be him and hurting myself and my grandma.
I thought your couch offended you and you just gave flipped it off. You stupid couch!
Stupid couch! Well, it hurt me. It was a turnbuckle, I thought.
All right, let's get back to the beer. We were talking about cream ales, and we were Genesee was my gateway, but what have you brought for cream ales today?
Ohio's Pride, Little Kings.
Little Kings.
Little Kings. Little Kings make your hands look really big.
Because they come in the little 7-ounce bottle. Yeah. Everybody loved it. Now, No, Mickey's is a malt liquor, right?
Yeah.
Because Mickey's was the other one that came in the small
and
green
it's got
bottle.
The chug mouths.
Yes, the chug mouth. But Little King's, anybody, I mean, it was prevalent everywhere throughout college.
Yeah. And stuff.
Every little man, a little king.
Yes.
That's free advertising.
Wow, you're just giving it away.
Marketing geniuses on the air today.
You know what? Your brother is jotting all this stuff down. He's going to all of a sudden make a proposal. We got to steal Little King's because I got the greatest slogan. It came to me one night. I don't know where it came from, but it was fantastic. And, you know, let's pitch him. So anyway, so tell us, we mentioned what cream ales are. So why is Little King's your baseline cream ale?
It's been around for a long time, so
it's in a green bottle.
And
so
they survived.
They were out of Genesee.
Okay,
no, but it's, you know, if you think about talk about cream ales, that's Little King's and Genesee are the ones that immediately come to mind.
Yeah, is there all right? Here's a dumb question. A lot of the beers you have here are in brown bottles, but as you said, Little King's come in green, Genesee comes in green, Mickey comes in green. Is there a difference in the color of the glass to what's inside?
Yeah.
Oh,
something skunked is inside if it's green.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, you know, so people say skunk to talk about all sorts of flavors they don't like. Skunk is when UV light hits what's in beer, it interacts with some of the material in the hops, and it creates mercaptan, which is literally the smell inside a skunk spray. Like, it's called skunky because it smells
like
a skunk.
Oh, wow, okay.
Green bottles block out, I think, only 40% of that wavelength. Clear bottles block nothing. Brown bottles block like 98%. So these things, I mean, you get to the brewery, going to the store, coming home, like that thing's seeing sunlight and it's pretty skunk. But you can get used to it. Skunk is one of those things that you can kind of just smell enough. And
no matter how much, you know, you go to any store, you buy something in a green bottle or a clear bottle, because everybody, I know immediately my thought went to, well, Miller High Life and Corona, those are in clear bottles.
Everything but Miller High Life and MGD. They use a special hop extract.
Somebody used to say they used formaldehyde. Is
no,
that correct?
They use a special hop extract that doesn't interact with the light. But it's pretty much just them,
really?
As far as we know.
The other ones, like Corona, Heineken, that's part of the flavor profile. So that's
really?
Yeah.
But they have Heineken in cans you can get sometimes. I was shocked as a snob of an advancing age to discover I really kind of liked Heineken in cans. It's a nice,
why
like,
did you have a Heineken
line
in a can?
Someone gave it to me. I was like, hey, man, Heineken's in cans. And I was like, why are you talking like that?
I would never trust somebody who spoke to me in that tone. I would just say,
shady guy in the hallway at work.
Yeah, really. Hey, man. Might not even be Heineken in that can.
Hey,
can't get anything.
I mean, you pour it out, you throw the syringe away, and you...
So, did it make a difference? Was it less...
There's no skunky flavor. It's a clear, perfectly acceptable lager.
That's
like a can
how,
of bud.
Like, Newcastle is for me. I've always said Newcastle was one of those gateway beers for me.
Yeah.
If I see it on draft, I'll still taste it. But in the bottle, it's way different.
Now, so why then, the question has to be, why then would beer companies use clear or green bottles? Unless are they brewing, I don't want to say inferior, but I'll say inferior. Are they brewing lower quality beers that they're like, well, it's not going to matter one way or another if the UV light affects these beers?
So it started because wine glass used to be really cheap, and that's green glass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you could get it easier, and people didn't really understand, and, you know, it was easy to ship, it was cheap to buy. Now, if you're Heineken, like, you have this huge international brand
right. Built
on this green bottle. Like, are you going to change that?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so, you know, it's...
And again, it's already kinda part of the flavor profile that you're used to, so if you were to change it, then it becomes a whole different thing.
It has a nice floral forward and then skunkiness.
Skunkiness.
Or you can, you know, jam a lime in it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You can find your beach.
Is that why? All right. So what is our... So the Little King's is our baseline cream ale. Now, I notice our next cream ale does not come in a green bottle. It comes in a can.
From Empirical Brewing up in the north, where kind of Ravenswood meets, Bowmanville?
Yeah.
Getting real local here.
Are you a realtor?
It's out of Bob's basement.
It's their Cold Fusion Cream Ale, and they will brew just about anything. It's a bunch of ex-scientists who opened a brewery, and they're very quantitative about it, which you have to be. And this could not be more different from Little King's, even though it's the same style beer.
I really like this a lot.
It pours, and it maintains a head. This Little King's kind of pours like a malt liquor, and just kind of some head. Yeah. And I don't know. I
drank
the
Little
King's. It's nice and cloudy.
I drank the Little King's first, so I liked, or I drank the Empirical first by mistake. I liked the Empirical, and now that I taste it against the Little King's, I'm like, ooh, give me some more of that Empirical, because the Little
really,
King's is,
it's nice and
creamy.
It's really creamy. Yeah. The Little King's, I think the nicest thing I can say about it after that is, like, it's
in a green bottle.
Inoffensive.
Right. It fits in the palm of your hand. You can jam them down your socks to get into a ball game. Those are the nice things you could say about it.
Throw them at a pigeon.
Right. And there's a reason that high school kids and college freshmen drink it a lot.
Yeah.
It's cheap, and it's small, and you know.
It's funny because beers like that, you don't really, people don't really, I guess my circles, my snobby beer friends. So I remember bringing a Genesee six-pack one time to a party, and somebody goes, oh, of course, Jesse had to go and get some craft beer.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, this craft beer cost me $4.
Yeah, really?
I want to put this on the radio and in there for the rest of our lives. Jesse and I, both avowed lifelong fans of Genesee Cream
Ale. Yeah. Oh, me too.
I mean, not from, like, birth, but, like, you know.
7 years old.
14.
I think 14. I think the DCFS, that's all passed. The statute of limitations, you can say from birth.
Can you take a 35-year-old from his parents?
I hope so. All right, let's take a quick break, and then we will come back with lambics. Now, John has been talking about lambics. He's very excited. I don't know anything about lambics. Maybe you don't either. We will learn all about it together. John Carruthers from Revolution is here. Follow him on Twitter at UT Chicago. Jesse Valenciana from Goose Island is here. Follow him on Twitter at JessManBQ. You know the websites, Revolution Brewing and Goose Island Brewing. You can go to there and get everything. But we will find out all about lambics. And Cody will give us a quick WrestleMania update, so a lot to get to in the final minutes here on WGN. All right, we are back at the breweries. Is in progress, 312-981-7200. If you have a beer-related question for John Carruthers, Jesse Valenciana, if you have a malt liquor question for John Brother Sam, he is always he is always available for parking lot drinking parties in Madison. If you happen to be up there on the Capitol steps on 420, at 420, look for Sam. He will be writing copy all about it. So that's very exciting that guests are always welcome. So... Now, I got to ask Jesse, because we gave John had some time at the beginning when you weren't here, Jesse, and just to, you know, not only to bash you.
Penalty.
Right, but to talk a little bit about Rev. Since we are the White Sox flagship station, I didn't even know, how did I not know this was coming? No, well, yeah, because you didn't tell me. Goose Island has the Goose Island in the right field bleachers.
Yes.
At Guaranteed Rate Field or Sox Park or whatever you want to call it, and I love sitting out there in the bleachers anyway. So what's the deal with the Goose Island, with the actual Goose Island?
So it's in right field. We're surrounded by water. You got this cool waterfall, and like it almost seems like a moat on both sides.
Nice.
But it's the best view of the house.
Oh yeah, those seats out there are terrific.
The seats are awesome. It's like it's almost like they have these big reclining leather seats with a TV. So
what?
You feel like you're watching the game at home on the couch. It's just
well, that kind
so
of
you
defeats
and I have
the purpose
to get
of
some,
it. Yes, we
I'm
gotta
gonna,
go.
I'm going to let him know, look, I talked about it on the air. I need a couple of tickets. Brian and I are going.
Sox fans, we're representing.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm, you know, one of these guys who was wearing blue up until last year, and they went, oh, I better put on
some
black.
I
like the Sox.
Yeah, but it's awesome. They've got a...
It's very cool.
It's a great space.
And you've got the big goose, the honker
yeah.
head, like a tap handle out there to draw attention to
yeah.
it. It's very nice. Revolution has a presence at the park as well.
The Sox Social Tap Room.
Sox Social Tap Room. So everybody, oh man, we're all blended in. Okay, let's get to lambics, because I don't know anything about this. I've heard the term. I may have actually had a lambic in the past, but not been aware of it. So what is a lambic, Jess?
It's a highly... Oh,
John.
Jesse, whoever a lambic.
Well, you were
still pouring.
I didn't want to pull your focus away.
Sorry, I'm just sucking all the air out of the room.
So lambics are... Late. They used to be spontaneously fermented, so you've got these like nice tart, I guess you could say sour notes to it.
Ah.
Which one did you bring, John?
Lindemann's.
Oh,
what is our baseline lambic?
That's our
the
baseline.
Cuvée Rene. It's a blended mix of different gooses.
Cuvée Rene.
Yeah. And this is straight. It's got the European Union seal on. This is very legit brand.
It's very European.
Oh, well, you know, we're nothing if not European. So when you say spontaneously fermented, which one is the Rene?
The one on your right,
the lighter one. So what does that mean? Spontaneously fermented. Because
so
I think like they just left it on. Oops. Oh, hey, what happened? Oh, it fermented. That's
oh, so he does. So he does know.
Is that really what happened?
Pretty much.
Is that, okay.
So it was open fermentation. You were getting the yeast from the air around you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. And so there's tartness, and what else can people expect?
It's got some real funky notes like that Saison does, the kind of barnyardy, grassy, depending on like how it ferments. You made a face.
Don't like this one.
Wow.
You know I don't like sours. You know I don't like anything sour.
Yeah.
That's so I have had a lambic, and I always try the sours. My wife loves sours.
This beer for me has always been just that straight tart cherry.
Yeah, there is more. Yeah, there's a lot of tartness to it.
That's what you get from the spontaneous fermentation. I mean, now brewers throw in, you know, specially bred and bought types of yeast, and you get exactly the character you're going for. These Belgian brewers back in the day are just like, it's fermenting. Let's see what happens and blend them together. And this is, you know, they age this for a little while. They blend them together and try to come up with a profile that, I guess, pleases the non-Brian Noonans of the world.
That's why there's a lot of different beers, because everybody has different tastes. So is this a beer that you would... Do you guys like this style? Do you drink this a lot?
Honest Patrol, not my favorite style of beer. Okay. I'm not a big fan of lambic skews. It just doesn't... To me, it just kind of rips the enamel off my teeth. And
yeah.
I like sessionable beers. And
I don't even like Sour Patch Kids.
I like those.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Cody likes them. You got to come in and try one of these lambics. Yeah. All right. Yeah,
this is one of my favorite styles. This is, and you know, for people who drink wine or spirits, or they don't really think they like beer, they think beer is just all hops. Like Belgian brewers, they just like age these hops until they have almost nothing but antibacterial qualities left. They create these big funky beers with them, and yeah, it's something different. Like they make beer unlike anyone else in the world. I'm always
love the Belgians.
I'm into it.
You love the Belgians. All right. So, go ahead.
It's the one saving grace for these beers. I think with food, they have their place, but this is not something I would just go grab and have on a Saturday afternoon, you know, hanging out on the stoop. If there's a really good meal and it's paired well, then there's a place for that beer. But for the most part, it's not my go-to.
Very nice. All right, before we get out of here, what's the one that you brought to compare?
So this is, I know we keep doing this, but Dovetail makes amazing European beers.
Yes, mm-hmm.
And for years when they were just open, they had all these barrels upstairs to make their own lambic-style ale, spontaneously fermented. But it takes, you know, years to mature that beer, to blend that beer. And they finally came out with it, was it last Christmas?
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, 12/24/16, the latest is there.
They even have a little card and everything.
All right.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and in 2016, a rare bit of warm weather swept Chicago, warm enough to spontaneously ferment a beer out of season.
Is that a Belgian accent?
It's a Chicago accent.
No, I was thinking like Masterpiece Theater.
Oh, okay, that's great. I like that.
Right. Karen Conti is in here. She's already formulated a lawsuit from all Belgians, a class action suit for insulting their accent that way.
All right, well, just let me get to this. I'll do the best bit. Dovetail, let the microbes do their own elfin magic. After 2 years of fermenting, this beer is a special gift on Christmas Eve. A smooth, woody, fruity sour. That's all your notes, Brian.
Everything you hate.
Unusually distinct dark malt and a touch of glue wine-like spiciness. A beer that has never been made before and can never be replicated. That's true.
Boo-hoo.
Specially bottled only for bottles and cans. That's my beer stop. 2018 advent calendar. Snuggle up in your ugly holiday sweater. And taste a beautiful Chicago holiday surprise. That's just good copy.
That's good copy.
So do you work for Evolution or
not
for
my,
Dovetail? Just curious.
Again, not my style of beer. I'm not. That doesn't mean it's people will probably love it, but
it's
I am not
really true like to style. This. Like these kind of beers aren't made in Chicago. Like made slow, made hard, you know, the difficult way, and then years to blend.
We're gonna do a couple minutes after we move to the WWE room. We're gonna do a couple minutes on Facebook Live to wrap things up, but. John Carruthers, you can follow him at UT Chicago on Twitter. Jesse Valenciana at Jess Manbecue on Twitter. Goose Island and Revolution. We talked about
Hefeweizen.
Hefeweizen. We talked about cream ales and we talked about lambics. So we will. That'll all be posted on Facebook, and we'll go Facebook Live for a couple minutes after to start wrapping things up. Let me take a quick break. When we come back, Karen Conti is here, and I'm very excited about the book that you're going to be talking about on your show. So we will tell you all about that in just a minute. WGN. All right, thanks again to John Carruthers and Jesse Valenciana and John's brother Sam. We will do a little Facebook Live on the other side. But after the news, Karen Conti is coming up. Hello, Karen.
Hello. I'm spontaneously fermenting here.
I could see that. Yes. You look more yeasty. You look a little more tart and sour than normal. Maybe it's in anticipation of this author that you're going to be talking about, because I saw your tease on Facebook. What are you're talking about evil.
The new evil. It's a great book, but written by two authors. others who are very a psychiatrist, and he's a, another one's a doctor, and they rate evil. So they rate the acts of people who commit murder, but they do it in a way that deals with the morality. So who's worse, the person who shoots out the school for a cause or the person who gets pleasure out of killing people for other reasons? So it's going to be very interesting. We're going to talk about the, we have some sound bites from the various serial killers and mass killers, and then we're going to talk about them and why they might be more culpable or more evil than others.
That sounds, it sounds fascinating.
Yeah,
and
aren't we all interested in that stuff?
Yes.
Really, we're fascinated by it.
We are drawn to the dark side.
Very scary people. People are glued to that. The Donnie Wahlberg series. It's you know, they're doing Gacy and Eileen Wuornos, and people are just really watching.
Well, and you've been up close and personal with evil when you worked with Gacy.
I was
sitting across a table from someone like that has got to be a life altering experience.
It is, but it isn't, because he's so normal when you're talking to him, and that
which got
to
make it more scary,
which
right?
More scary, because but then you understand how he got away with it, because if he were as scary as he really is, he would have only done one murder and he wouldn't be a serial killer. You know, he would have been caught.
Wow.
So evil comes in all different shapes and sizes, and people walk in a very moral world, and then they go off and do these amoral things.
See, and they're, for the people who say evil does not exist, it exists.
Oh, it does.
And you'll learn a lot about it on Karen's show. Always a pleasure.
We will
talk to you later. Karen Conti on the other side of the news. So let's get to that news. Thanks for listening and being a part of the program. We'll be back next Sunday, sometime after the Sox. Who knows? Hear everyone's favorite weatherman, Tom Skilling, weekday afternoons at 4 on the Rocon Show with Anna DeVellantes. 720 WGN Chicago. Smart speaker users say play WGN radio on TuneIn, and the machine will take over your life. The news is sponsored by Lindeman Chimney and Fireplace. A little after 7 o'clock, but he's very patient. There he is, Roger Badish.